The spring allergy season is upon us. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And today we're learning more about what I think is a relatively new supplement on the market, and we're getting a better understanding of what its role might play. Abbreviated GG, it's geranyl geraniol. I prefer to just call it GG, that's easier. On my desk, I have a bottle of Anato-E GG, which contains 150 milligrams of delta and gamma tocotrienols, and 150 milligrams of geranyl geraniol, which is the GG compound. Made by Designs for Health, it's a very fine company that makes supplements for health professionals. Available to you through Fullscript, by the way, should you choose to exercise that option. And I have to confess, I've stopped taking extra vitamin E, even the mixed tocopherol, which I thought was high quality, you know, delta tocopherol rich tocopherol. And now I get a little in my multi, which is a mixed, small amount of mixed tocopherol in my multi. But this is what I've taken as my go-to to handle the vitamin E portfolio of my program. Is this the right approach? What can you recommend, guys?
I would answer it this way. The normal vitamin E that we need when we eat for normal food, that should be enough in the sense of alpha tocopherol, because the RDA for alpha tocopherol is about 12 to 15 milligrams.
So, and if some you eat nuts or some avocados, and you'll get a fair amount.
And the vegetable oil, you will have enough of that. And of course, there's also some things that is lost in translation, because in the normal vitamin E is supposed to prevent fetal resorption, so that to bring the fetus to full term, that doesn't apply to men. And obviously, people don't ask when you ask, it sounds silly. So mostly, if it is an antioxidant thing, then the the delta and gamma version of tocopherol and the delta and gamma version of tocotrienol would work better. We have consistently studied, many studies, they show that delta and gamma is the preferred way to be antioxidant. And of course, for us, we wanted to see more than just antioxidant, which is why we had studied all the chronic conditions I mentioned earlier like that. And it's no surprise that the plant makes the delta and gamma tocotrienol to protect the severe chance of oxidation of the carotenoid in the annatto. That was the reason of my discovery, because I figure out something must be protecting. Otherwise, the carotene color would be disappeared in no time. Mm-hmm. And when carotenoids get oxidized, they just turn brown.
So what you're saying is that annatto is a natural source of both the tocotrienols and the GG, and that's the way nature intended them to be consumed in conjunction with one another. They team well together.
They team well. And I did not expect in my discovery of the GG in the annatto plant forces me to look, why is GG there? And then I found out GG is there because of it is used by the plant for the synthesis of tocotrienol. However, human being cannot do that. There are some things I cannot figure it out. However, I could figure out in the human body, while it cannot make a tocotrienol, which is a simpler molecule, but the human body make CoQ10. That 10 means 10 isoprene unit, and GG is 4 isoprene unit.
So, Dr.
Brady, 2.5 gg in the human body.
Yeah. Dr. Brady, I just wanted to ask you, where do you see a role for this? Do you see a role for a combination of tocotrienols and GG as a daily supplement for people, or do you use it therapeutically for certain conditions? And then you mentioned also the possibility that people on statins should be taking this because it's going to help support their CoQ.
Yeah, that's a great question. The Anato EGG is part of my daily supplement regimen for a multitude of reasons. As I'm getting older, it's a great anti-aging supplement because it's going to reduce sarcopenia. It's going to help me make more CoQ10 for more energy. It's going to help my bones stay strong. It's going to help me have less pain as you get, arthritis as you get older, and to help my testosterone levels. So there's a lot of reasons why you would use Anato EGG, but we are formulating with GG on a multitude of planes because of it being such a key constituent in this central isoprenoid biochemistry, and that it affects so many things. So we have a standalone GG product, Anato GG 150, which is just 150 milligrams of GG if you just want it for a targeted reason. But we add GG at the appropriate level to our vitamin D products, our D-Evail products. We do that because of its role in helping to promote conversion of vitamin K1 to K2, and in bone health. Because if you're taking higher dose vitamin D to get your vitamin D levels up into functional lab levels where a lot of docs want it to be, particularly in these days of, pandemic, you're uptaking more calcium, and that calcium, we want it to go to the hard tissues like the bones and teeth. We don't want it to go to the arteries and to soft tissues where it can create problems. And vitamin K has a lot to do with that signaling through matrix GLA protein and other things. So vitamin K presence is very important in vitamin D, but we find that that GG even improves this. We add GG to our vitamin K products, like our Tri-K, but we have it in our ubiquinol, our CoQ10, our preferred form of CoQ10, ubiquinol with GG, because GG itself can promote endogenous production. So we call it duoquinol because you get a dual function of getting more CoQ10.
So you combine the GG with CoQ10 to make a boosted CoQ10 or a more bioavailable CoQ10.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's called CoQ10 in the Designs for Health realm, but the raw ingredient, which Barry developed, is called duoquinol because it's a dual purpose product in getting your CoQ10 levels up. There's ubiquinol right in it, so you're getting an exogenous source, but when you take the GG, you'll produce more of it yourself. So you get an endogenous and an exogenous kick, if you will, to your CoQ10 levels. We add it into immune formulas. We have it in our Biophys Immune that is very popular these days for obvious reasons. We have a sarcopenia product called MyoStim, which we add GG in. And we have a ADK sort of fat soluble vitamin formula, ADK Evail, that we, for similar reasons, add GG. So you'll see GG sprinkled through our lines strategically where it makes sense from a scientific standpoint. And we're the only, nutraceutical company in the professional healthcare space that does this. We're very forward leaning into the science, and that's why we have, people that work with us like Dr. Tan, because they just understand this stuff to a very high level. And then we have a very good idea of how to put it into play from a functional clinical perspective.
Yeah.
While I have you both here on the line, on the subject of tocotrienols, for me, tocotrienols are a little bit like, the Jupiter or Saturn in the solar system. I'm more acquainted with some of the more basic nutraceuticals and, old-fashioned vitamin E. Specifically, what can tocotrienols do for health, and where might they be applied?
For health would be reversing chronic conditions, or the chronic conditions that I mentioned earlier, like pre-diabetes, diabetes, and fatty liver disease, even besides cancer. So we know that. If you were to raise the question about antioxidant, there are many antioxidants. And this thing, I take the pain to explain this. Tocotrienol works as an antioxidant, specifically in the sense that it works to protect the phospholipid, which means the cell wall of the cell. We have 38 trillion cells, and all of them are laden with cell wall, and most of the cell wall is further laden with phospholipid, and we would like the phospholipid to be mostly omega-3. It is at that particular juncture that tocotrienol works powerfully as an antioxidant. There are other good antioxidants like astaxanthin, EGCG, and resveratrol, but they, if you look at the structure properly, they have multi-heads. They don't have tail. So if they don't have tail, the tail cannot stick into the phospholipid. They're just on the outside working. A tocotrienol look like a sperm. The tail sticks into the phospholipid and the head sticks out and protects. That is a unique feature of all vitamin E, except we stay with
tocotrienols. Excuse me, are fat soluble, so hence they have the property of being having an affinity for fatty cell membranes, and thereby can traverse the cell membranes or permeate the cell membranes and protect the fragile polyunsaturated fatty acids, as the good kind, the omega-3s.
Yeah, and by the way, that precisely because of that, we chose to study fatty liver disease. It is obvious why we do that, because the liver is getting fatty. We chose that, and we deliberately choose a study on obesity. And in the obesity study, for the first time after 30 years, I got an IRB to approve to use biopsies for the adipose tissue from the obese people. So we will get to, therefore be able to study leptin and adiponectin, which is this kind of a thing that measure how they cause fat inflammation. So we will know this probably by the end of this year, specifically targeted because of fat tissue with tocotrienol would probably work the best. The GG thing, as Dr. Brady had mentioned, it is more across the board. For example, right now, a GG is found in about 25 to 30 different organs. That statement. And then, GG is required for the synthesis of MK4, therefore in all of these organs, and on CoQ10, so all this to say that MK4 and CoQ10 are ubiquitous because GG is ubiquitous. That's it. Because they are required for the synthesis. The entire tail of MK4 is GG. However, our industry is very familiar with MK7. MK7 is a fermented menoquinone in the gut. MK4 is the only menoquinone synthesized by the human body internally, nothing to do with fermentation. And this is a new thing, and I'm trying to educate the world. Menoquinone 4 is the only substance made, only menoquinone made in the human body. So I'm trying to figure out why this is so. And Dr. Brady mentioned a few that we know about. That is to put the calcium in the right place, not the calcium in the wrong place. One, and then to help the muscle to function properly and help the kidney, help the pancreas to function like that, in the survival and growth area like that.
So is any specific directions on how to take tocotrienols? The product I'm taking is the Anatto EGG, which is a combination of delta gamma tocotrienols and 150 milligrams of geranyl geraniol, or GG. Best with food or away from food? I guess because it's fat soluble, probably with food, with a meal that contains some fat.
Best with food, and as a sort of a general supplement for general health, as part of a daily regimen. Like I said, I take it, you take it. That product is designed at the right dosages to do that. However, there are definitely situations where you strategically use higher levels of either tocotrienol or GG. Barry mentioned some interesting new applications, particularly in NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and others. So, Barry, do you want to comment on that, on any of the dosages that were used in some of the trials, and any insight you have in that regard?
Yeah, on the people with fat, pre-diabetes, diabetes, and fatty liver, they take any amount at the beginning level of about 200 to 250 milligram, almost certain to work. And when they get to 300 or 600 milligram higher dose, which means two of the 300 milligram capsule designed for health app, that would be already people with frank fatty liver disease. When they do this, they see this, they definitely see three things consistently. They see liver enzymes, inflammation enzyme decrease, AST, ALT. They see inflammation itself decrease, like C-reactive protein interleukin 6. They also see steatosis, because we have a scan on the thing for the fatty liver to decrease. And lastly, we also see the fibrosis of the liver to do this. This will be the last of the study we are now doing on 12 months, where we did the scan and we saw the reduction of fibrosis. So that's a very sweet spot to do this. For that kind of a study, hepatologists would the indication of the enzyme lowering is wonderful and triglyceride lower. So all those four things, inflammation reduction, liver enzyme reduction, fibrosis, and steatosis. So that would be for the fatty liver. We are hoping that with the success of the third study, the U.S. Government won't allow, but Health Canada would, to apply with at least two randomized, we have three, to ask for a specific indication for treatment of fatty liver. If they do, then the news will be out there, at least for Canada, and then people can pick up that news.
It may seem to some people, okay, that's a rare condition that doesn't affect me, but Dr. Brady, what are the statistics on fatty liver in the U.S.?
I don't know off the top of my head on the epidemiology incidence level, but it's not uncommon. More people are getting
diagnosed with it all
the time. It's double digits. Yeah. And the problem is, you know, someone comes back on a routine blood test and a physical and they have elevated liver enzymes. Well, that can be from a lot of different things, you know, an infection, hepatitis, alcohol, drug, you know, taking a pharmaceutical or what have you. But NAFLD really requires you to either get imaging or biopsy for adequate, you know, for firm diagnosis. So that limits the amount of people actually getting the true, you know, part diagnosis.
So we're probably seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Exactly. You're seeing the tip of the iceberg. So
with insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome and, you know, having a gut around the midsection.
Correct. Yeah. The people with the real visceral fat, those big bowling ball bellies, you know, like where the stomach's hard, but it's, you know, baked, you know, it's because that fat is down below in the organs. And that's the risky, inflammatory, metabolically active fat that contributes to all those chronic diseases you just said. So, so it's a big problem for sure. But there's a lot of different applications of tocotrienols as well. I mean, from metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes. I mean, that's, you know, the data on that is just astronomical.
There's some cancer applications to tocotrienol, is, you know.
There are. And unfortunately, you know, from a regulatory perspective, particularly in the U.S.,
you have to be cautious about making audacious claims.
You have to be very, very cautious. Yeah. Just at our, and we run a large annual scientific symposium called CASI, it's Clinically Applied Scientific Insights. And we had a researcher who's a good friend and colleague of Dr. Tan, actually, Dr. Jakobsen, come over from Denmark, I believe. And he's a major cancer researcher in Europe and the EU, and a reviewer of research and a journal editor and so forth. And he's done a lot of work, actually, with delta tocotrienol and ovarian cancer. I kind of alluded to it before, where when they use the delta tocotrienol along with standard therapy, they got
it augmented
incredibly
the
longer survival levels. So, and there's applications beyond just ovarian cancer as well. But you know, that's all ongoing research. So, Barry, do you want to add to that at all?
The other studies were on lung cancer and colon cancer. So we are still waiting for those studies to come out. And a colleague of mine in Florida who did the pancreatic cancer, probably the deadliest of all cancer, he also found that delta tocotrienol specifically worked to reduce the survival of the cancer cell in the human study when he excised the tumor. So now he's designing a study in Florida because of the elderly population on people who are having stage 1 and 2 colon cancer, particularly in the polyp stage, where inflammation is underwriting this. So he would have Sulindac, the drug, and then to have a tocotrienol in the other group, and then a washout period, after a certain period, a washout period, and then cross over the Sulindac group that is washed out would take tocotrienol, and then the tocotrienol after washout would take Sulindac, and you'll be able to compare them, and then be able to excise the polyp to do the study. That would be more a precancerous condition of the colon cancer. He hasn't begun the study, and those studies are funded by the National Cancer Institute. We are providing the medicine for them to do this study. We're very exciting on the inflammatory, particularly you have to choose the battle you fight when it comes to cancer. They're not exactly the same. So that's what the Florida group are doing. The one in Denmark is specifically on the 4 cancer that Dr. Brady mentioned, breast, colon, lung, and ovary. Those are the studies done in Denmark.
So when looking for a good tocotrienol supplement, I mean, there are 4 fractions of tocotrienols. The one that I'm holding in my hand is delta and gamma tocotrienol. Do you want to just get a mixed tocotrienol, or is it better to focus on the delta and gamma fractions of the tocotrienols?
I think on that one, the delta and gamma work just fine. People have separated them, alpha, beta, delta, gamma. So they're fully separated. And then they did a whole mass of cell line and animal study. And consistently, almost without qualification, the rank order of activity and potency would be delta better than gamma, much better than alpha, and beta is almost non-functional. Mm-hmm. So now having people done that, and then if you have from the Anato plan, which is 90% delta and 10% gamma, why bother to separate delta and gamma? Because you already got, and also because we did not separate them, one is from the plant, I'm not even holding that. If I have to separate the delta and gamma, now I'm going to talk the nuts and bolts. I have to use chemical and very harsh a measurement to do this. When I do this, people don't like it. Yeah. So if I just
and nature has packaged it for you anyway in the Anato plant. Yeah. So go for it.
And Ron, the other thing is, you know, the alternate way from other than Anato is a lot of times, you know, the tocotrienol is extracted from palm, I believe. And that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Barry, one of the deleterious things about that is it has an alpha tocopherol component as well. So we're trying to use a substrate that brings you the rich benefits of the most impactful tocotrienols without bringing in the alpha tocopherol burden, if you will.
And of course, a lot of the vitamin E supplements, tocopherol supplements are derived from soy, which for some people is a problem.
Yeah. And we actually went and removed alpha tocopherol out of our line completely as much as we possibly could, including, you know, things like multivitamins and and micronutrient fortified protein powders and things like that, because we're following this science. Just we were the first to remove folic acid or synthetic folate and and put, you know, methylfolate and the superior natural forms of folate, even not in our just folate specific supplements, but in our things like our multivitamins and our powders and things like that. And we did the same thing with alpha tocopherol, and it was expensive to do and it's hard to do. And it was a real, you know, logistical problem, but we did it because, you know, we're science first and it's the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I think as a footnote, right, I have resisted on taking multi for probably more than 25 years because I didn't want the alpha tocopherol. So when Design for Health, they are the first company to do that. Their multi contain only, we contain no tocopherol and only the tocotrienol. Then I started taking it. It's a good balance of my health and I greatly appreciated that. To add on to what Dave Brady said, is it alpha tocopherol, when it's much more than 20% of the total vitamin E, alpha tocopherol actually mitigates the function of tocotrienol. Done it many, many times. Peter did. So therefore, we look, because tocotrienol is such high value and does so many good, the last thing we want is alpha tocopherol interfering with the function. And the interference is very easily understood. Alpha tocopherol has a transport protein I said earlier on. So if you take alpha tocopherol,
it actually competes with the other fractions. It actually
big time compete. You just have a right of passage and everything else takes second and inferior space. So it, most of the time, it doesn't absorb well. So then it's not good. So if you have it not, if you don't have it there, then the tocotrienol will be able to bear out all those chronic conditions that I mentioned earlier. So
okay, let's allow some time to give people some resources. First of all, we have a lot of health practitioners who listen to the Intelligent Medicine podcast. So Dr. Brady, tell us about the CASI conferences. That's a resource that people may want to find out about.
Yeah, that's the CASI conference. I think we just did it in October in Phoenix at the Biltmore. We usually do an annual scientific conference that is CME, CEU eligible. So it's not a proprietary kind of thing. It's all science and evidence-based, bringing in the best people we can that we think really have disruptive, incredible things to say, whether they're clinicians or researchers or even some lay people occasionally, things that will impact how we will practice. And then we have some clinical breakout sessions in late afternoons, or we can go into specific protocols and different labs, different products, things like that, just from a practical application standpoint. But it's really become one of the most popular, successful, and just amazing conferences in our space.
And the link to that is found here.
It will happen again in October, again this year in Orlando this year. And you can learn more of that and stay on up to date on CASI by just getting on the Designs for Health web email list as a practitioner. So if you're a practitioner, it's a practitioners conference, just contact Designs for Health, designsforhealth.com, and get on their email list, get a practitioner account, and you'll definitely be made aware of all the details of CASI as they come up.
And for a full description of the Anatto and the tocotrienol and the GG products, the full range of products, you go to Designs for Health.
Again, designsforhealth.com, yes. And there's a certain level and depth of information available just generally to the public. But if you want to do a deep dive and get to the kind of practitioner level scientific briefings, which we call tech sheets internally, and white papers and things like that, then if you have a professional account as a qualified healthcare practitioner, you have a username and password. And once you go in with your user and password, it opens up a whole fantasy land of all kinds of evidence-based materials and data and things like that. So,
and Dr. Tan, you have a website as well with some resources. Give out the
if you go to AmericanRiverNutrition.com, you can download the white papers for the tocotrienol, for the GG, as well as for the duoquinol that Dr. Brady mentioned. Is clearly identified what functions they do, and then shortlisted on these three products that we have in bulk. Yes.
Dr. Hoffman, I'll just add that if you really want a good synopsis of particularly GG and how it intertwines with ubiquinol, ubiquinone, and all these different pathways, you could get the Townsend letter paper that I published with Dr. Tan and with Christiana Paul. It published, I believe, last spring, and it's available on the Townsend letter site. If you just search Brady Tan, you'll find it, or geraniol or GG, I'm sure you'll find it. But it's also available in the articles tab on my website, which is just drdavidbrady.com, drdavidbrady, drdavidbrady.com.
And lots of great resources there on your website, Dr. Brady. It's Dr. Brady, drbrady.com, lay people as well as
bulky
listeners and health professionals. Just a really very fine papers that you've authored there, plus lots of health information. So wealth of resources. Thank you, gentlemen, for educating us on this subject, and you certainly heightened my awareness about tocotrienols and the remarkable substance GG, which is new on the scene, which I think is going to take its place in the pantheon of useful supplements. Thank you so much.
Well, I wanted to thank you for doing all of everything you've done for our profession, functional integrative medicine and nutrition, for more years than I guess either one of us care to remember. You're one of the giants, and you get the information out there. You get the accurate information out there, and you were one of the first to do it. So thank you.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a great pleasure.
Dr. Hoffman, this is ditto to everything that Dr. Brady said of you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you, doctors, for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.